This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. New Delhi has asserted that it is well prepared to retaliate if Islamabad escalates situation after India conducted precision missile strikes on Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. Under the operation, which lasted for 25 minutes, the Indian Armed Forces carried out focused missile strikes on 9 terrorist facilities in Pakistan, and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir Tuesday late night in retaliation against the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. In this retaliatory action, the Indian Armed Forces targeted those terrorist infrastructure from where terrorist attacks were planned and directed against India. The deadly Pahalgam terror attack claimed lives of 26 people and left several injured on the 22nd of last month in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian Army, Indian Air Force and the External Affairs Ministry held a joint press briefing in New Delhi yesterday morning on Operation Sindoor. Speaking to media, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army and Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of the Indian Armed Force, Indian Air Force, informed that Operation Sindoor was launched to deliver justice to the victims of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Colonel Qureshi gave details about the terror sites on which the strikes were carried out under Operation Sindoor.
Sawai Nala Camp, Muzaffarabad, jo ki POJK ke line of control se 30 kilometer dur hai. Yeh ek Lashkar-e-Toyba ka training center tha. Sayyidna Bilal Camp, Muzaffarabad, यह एक जैश-ए-मोहम्मद का स्टेजिंग एरिया है गुलपुर कैंप कोटली एलओसी से 30 किलोमीटर दूर था लश्कर-ए-तौयबा का बेस था जो रजौरी पुंछ में सक्रिय था बरनाला कैंप बिंबर एलओसी से 9 किलोमीटर दूर है यहां पर हथियार हैंडलिंग आईईडी व जंगल सर्वाइवल का प्रशिक्षण केंद्र था अब्बास कैंप कोटली एलओसी से 13 किलोमीटर दूर है लश्कर-ए-तौयबा का फिदाइन यहां तैयार होता था सरजल कैंप सियालकोट अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सीमा से 6 किलोमीटर की दूरी पर है महमूना जाया कैंप सियालकोट 18 से 12 किलोमीटर आईबी से दूर था हिजबुल मुजाहिदीन का बहुत बड़ा कैंप था यह कठुआ जम्मू क्षेत्र में आतंक फैलाने का नियंत्रण केंद्र था पठानकोट एयरफोर्स बेस पर किया गया हमला भी इसी कैंप से प्लान और डायरेक्ट किया गया था
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh said that the Indian Armed Forces are fully prepared to give a befitting reply to any misadventure by Pakistan in the future. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India has exercised its right to respond by conducting Operation Sindoor and the action was initiated in a very thoughtful and measured manner. Mr. Singh said this while addressing the 66th Raising Day event of Border Roads Organisation BRO in New Delhi yesterday.
हमारी सेनाओं ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर लॉन्च करके पहले की तरह ही इस बार भी आतंकियों को ट्रेनिंग देने वाले कैंप्स को तबाह करके करारा जवाब दिया है भारत ने अपनी सरजमी पर हुए हमले का जवाब देने के लिए अपने राइट टू रेस्पॉन्ड का इस्तेमाल किया है और हमारी यह कार्रवाई बेहद सोच समझकर सधे हुए तरीके से की गई है आतंकियों के हौसले पस्त करने के उद्देश्य से यह कार्रवाई महज उनके कैंप्स और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर तक ही सीमित रखी गई है
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval yesterday briefed their global counterparts on India's firm response to cross-border terrorism under Operation Sindoor. During the conversation with his counterparts, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar appreciated the solidarity and support of these countries in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Operation Sindoor has drawn widespread international support. Several nations have backed India's right to defend itself against terrorism. Israel voiced strong support to India, with Ambassador Reuven Azar in a social media post stating that terrorists should know there is no place to hide from the heinous crimes against the innocent. Russia condemned terrorism unequivocally. UK, Japan and Germany reaffirmed their firm stance against terrorism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has chaired a review meeting in New Delhi with Lieutenant Governors, Chief Ministers, Directors General of Police and Chief Secretaries of States sharing borders with neighbouring countries after Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked the Lieutenant Governors and CMs of border states adjoining Pakistan and Nepal to keep a strict vigil on anti-national propaganda by Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.